So I just need to preface this episode by saying we did experience some technical issues in the middle of recording. In this episode, we did have to record ourselves on our phones. I tried my best. It's not to my standard, but we're going to post it anyway. And this is just a one-time thing, so bear with us and enjoy.
Now, let me tell you something. I love killing people. It gives me great satisfaction. And by tomorrow morning, the three of them are going to be dead.
Welcome to Second Class Cinema, the show where we watch a B-movie and immediately discuss. I'm Tom. I'm here with Eric.
Hey.
Brittany.
Hello.
And Greg.
Hello.
How is everyone doing tonight, right now?
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'm doing
good.
I'm doing, dude.
We're doing.
I'm doing.
That's because we watched the 1989 action movie, The Hard Way, starring Miles O'Keefe.
Or The Only Way.
Or...
yes, the hard way, aka Hard Bull, aka Colombian Connection, aka La Vita della Droga.
Oh, they all sound like fun.
They do.
I don't know if this is like an Italian action.
I think it was Italian, and I think it was filmed in South America.
Definitely. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Italian production. Oh, because you said some Last Match people were involved, and that was an Italian movie that you guys have also done.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah, one of the guys, the bad guy was in the Last Match here.
Henry Silva. He was actually an Alligator and Megaforce as well.
Yeah, yeah. So he's frequent guest on the show for us.
A lot of strange connections we're making here.
Yeah, but we figured we'd do another Miles O'Keefe because, you know.
We love Miles O'Keefe.
We've defibrillated ourselves, so might as well take it easy on ourselves. Okay, so.
I'm on a personal quest to watch as many Miles O'Keefe movies as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never a disappointment.
We're up there.
Never a disappointment. Okay, so what was this movie about?
This movie was about... Well, it was my pick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So I guess I have to wear the crown of description.
That's the rules, yeah. I hope.
Yeah.
Good luck!
So this movie is about a drug lord or... cartel leader who is in a country that is unwilling or unable to extradite him to the U.S. to pay for his crimes. So the CIA or some government entity sends in three mercenaries to retrieve him and bring him back to face justice.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
That pretty much did it.
About it.
Great.
Yeah. That was good.
I wouldn't have been able to come up with that.
Yeah, I know.
So that's impressive.
Towards the end of the movie, I think you like whispered, like we were taking it. I was like, hey, do you know what this is about?
Yeah.
And I was like,
do you know what this is about?
I was going to copy your notes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, this is one of those movies where if you look at like the little plot summary on IMDb, and it's like maybe a sentence long. And it's also a synopsis. It covers the entire
movie. Yeah, truly.
Yeah, the plot truly never thickens in this movie. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's
one of those. There's no cornstarch in this plot. It's a very thin plot.
Yeah.
It's one of those just like no dialogue. We're just shooting in the jungle movies.
Which is weird because I remember when we watched Phantom Raiders, I remember reading on IMDb that it only had like 30 pages of script.
Yeah, you said that.
And... I think at the time we didn't know, but the whole time we were like, man, there's just like no dialogue in this movie. And that was by design, apparently. So I wonder if that's the same case here. They're like, we have the shortest script known to man. We're just going to stretch it as much as possible.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I've noticed about this type of movie, and, you know, we bring up Death Raiders a lot, and we bring up, you know, we just watch Phantom Raiders, and then we, you know, we just watch this, and...
Nothing but Raiders.
We've seen, like, you know, Miles O'Keefe movies, and I feel like some of them have been a little boring to us.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something about this type of movie. The floor is really high on these, we're just going to blow stuff up in the jungle movies.
For real.
We got our three... best like types of movies. The floor is so high.
Yeah
We haven't watched a bad version of this. I think
it gets a little boring.
It gets
it gets a little, you know, formal, but like
when you have 30 pages of script and like 15 of those pages the machine gun fire is considered dialogue, it's gonna start to wear a little bit.
So I was just like, I really felt it this time, just like, wow, I really feel like there's like you know, these are just good. Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
They don't really get like super high, but like they get like they're good.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
So I feel like it's an easy to please. Like it's an easy itch to scratch.
Definitely.
Some shooting, some killing, some blowing up, dude.
Okay, you clowns, cut the crap.
Try not to bring negative things into this front half discussion.
Why not? So. I think you just play, go for
it. Okay, I was going to say, adversely, I do feel like this was the first movie we watched where I felt that, what you had said, but mm-hmm. also the opposite. Like,
yes,
I felt like this. They just kept running the same like 50 cast members back,
yeah,
like every like 4 to 6 minutes,
definitely.
And then they would like get mowed down with shotguns.
Yeah,
I mean,
just spray
shotguns. That would be so sick. Get sprayed with machine guns and all die, and then they go like I don't know 30 yards through more jungle, and then there's just another 50 yeah. guys to just mow down
coming up over the hill,
and. It got a little repetitive, so that wasn't the best. But yeah. I mean, overall, I did enjoy this movie.
Definitely, and I feel like I felt the same way because I recognized the floor because I noticed that the ceiling wasn't hit with this one.
Yeah. It was a cycle of just dozens of guys getting shot over and over.
It kind of felt like it was missing some sort of like X factor to make this one particularly memorable.
Yes.
Yeah,
very much agree.
That's what I was waiting for, that. Like something to keep. I don't know.
Yeah, when I said the plot doesn't thicken, it literally doesn't. Yeah. I was like waiting for there to be like a twist.
Something
at the beginning when they get dropped in. They find some guy who is supposed to be doing like a fake drug deal with the cartel. I think to get them in the door or something. They find that guy like dying in a creek bed.
Oh,
and then they're like, "Oh, the bastard set us up or something." And that like quote unquote twist comes like 12 minutes into the movie. So then I feel like it's just like water under the bridge and you forget all about it. And I found myself like waiting for another like bigger twist.
Happen. Yeah.
Like, did the government betray them? What's going on?
Right.
But no, it's just that.
It's just
and then a lot of murder.
Yeah. Like the closest I feel like they get to a twist is about halfway through the movie, like all their transport to get out of the country gets destroyed, but there's not really any tension there because they've gotten to a point in this movie already where their idea of overwhelming odds doesn't start until it's 1 versus 100 people. So it's really hard for me to believe like, oh no, how are they going to leave the country now? Oh, they'll just kill everyone in the country.
The amount of bullets shot at them and didn't hit them is fucking astonishing.
I was thinking that at one point. I think I hate that.
Yeah, it was like a little too plot armor.
Yeah, I was wondering when to bring that up because we've seen people in movies like, geez, these guys can't hit anything. Dude, these guys can't hit anything.
Like an open field.
Wide open, standing near.
And then like, oh God, even other parts where they got like the drop on them from the roof.
Yeah.
They're like staring down at them.
Staring down in like an alleyway, like wide open in an alleyway, and they still can't hit them.
Dude, there was a moment where there was like a giant car on fire with like thick black smoke that they were behind while Miles O'Keefe was in an open field. And then kills them, then they're behind
through the smoky fire car.
Absolutely insane.
It really was so crazy.
I was like, okay, enough's enough.
That's not usually something I complain about, but enough was certainly
enough's enough.
Yeah, really. It was overkill.
Despite all these minor complaints, something that I did love about this movie, Juicy Squibs.
I wrote down Juicy Squibs.
I think we all wrote down Juicy Squibs.
Yeah, absolutely.
They look super wet. Squibs were so moist.
They really were, and leaky and
drippy.
Anytime
you showed an up close gunshot wound, it was like,
yes. Definitely.
That was actually one of the first things I have on this piece of paper is Juicy Squibs.
Me too.
And the thing before it, though, I have capped in the knee.
Oh,
and that
great.
Was what revealed the first squib. And then they just got juicier and juicier.
Dude, blood poured out of that guy's kneecap squib. That is brutal. I had, if we're talking about parts we liked, dude, the music was fucking unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yeah, the music was really good.
There was about 1,000 bass lines that... Oh, every time there was a bass line, it was just
Minty, dude. So minty fresh, dude.
Yeah, they were really slapping and attacking that. They were. Yeah, that minty fresh. Yeah, no, a lot of it, a lot of the music ended up sounding like it was the same band that played all the MIDI songs for WWF Monday Night Raw. All I can imagine was just Diesel's entrance theme the entire time I was listening.
For real.
I just saw like a shitty 8-bit Diesel.
So good.
This movie also got going like very quickly. If I can quote Eric, it feels like we're watching the end of Commando, but we're only 10 minutes in.
That's right.
We watched the end of Commando like 5 times tonight.
Yeah.
And it was all the same movie.
Just on repeat.
I thought I had a note. One of the things we mentioned about watching Phantom Raiders was it opened the same way in just the middle of like a just complete pandemonium, like firefight right off the bat.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny that this movie also with O'Keefe was almost the same thing.
Got three helicopters from the
jump. Yes.
Yes.
The three helicopters. Cool wide shot with the.
That was incredible. So sick. Honestly, like the visuals they're throwing at you from the jump. Now, it wasn't quite Phantom Raiders because that was like in the. Like they literally started with a mortar launching. This one guys ran for like 15 seconds before they shot. Yeah, so it's a different pace. It's different.
Definitely.
Actually, I want to do. We transition, and I wanted to say one more thing, but it's also a positive, so it's not so bad. So, our character of Paolo, I think his name is right, Paolo.
Or yes,
dude, that guy was a huge success.
So sick. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
His visual, his look, and everything. And no, nobody talked in the movie, and I guess you know whatever. All right, I would have liked to heard more from him because I feel like.
I mean, before he got eaten by piranhas or alligators.
Yeah, before he got turned to chum. And then killed another 40 more guys while he was like completely, almost legless on the shore, just being missed by assault weapons.
Yeah, 50 of them.
Like 20 waves of guys just getting killed by one single crippled man who's laying on a creek bed bleeding out.
This guy just pulled his leg out of the deathbed and they can't take him out.
That's right.
Yeah, it's it was
skeleton leg.
A bit of a disappointment that I feel and you looked it up. This was the only thing this man was in.
This was his only credit on IMDb. Bummer. It was like previous. It was this movie.
I mean, that's a bummer because they had a really cool guy.
And they didn't let him talk.
He was so jacked.
He was so jacked. He was super stiff though.
He was
like in his fights. He was stiff. He was. So he had some work to do, man. But he was just like, "Oh fuck this, dude! I don't need to be acting in these types of movies."
No,
he looked really cool.
I wonder what happened to that.
Right, yeah. Look at it. I hope something bad didn't happen. That'd be sad.
He's just like a professional bodybuilder that just got an acting gig.
Yeah.
Wow, that can certainly happen.
You looked the part, and they were right.
Do you want to be in a movie? You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Are you paying me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm there. Right?
I'm sure there's dozens of stories like that from that time period in that place.
That's true. But
definitely.
That's what makes it special, right? That's what makes it watch a little special. This is the only thing this guy's ever been in. And he had tons of screen time.
He did.
Right?
And a lot of kills.
We're never going to get that.
He had a lot of kills.
In any other movie.
Whenever I see something like that in a movie like this, I always hope, like, I hope they have some fondness for it. And, like, they're showing it to their nephew. Like, dude, check out this movie I was in the 80s.
For real.
Because I know if I was in a movie like that, I would view that all the time. And my nephew would eventually hate me for it.
Oh, I wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah. Constant.
But yeah, as we walk through this as well, too, I'm realizing, I mean, most of the things I was writing down were favorite parts. Mostly parts.
I had quite a few.
Definitely.
Miles is obviously a big strength of this movie.
He's pretty great.
Yeah, he's excellent. And I think in everything, as long as we have him, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, you can trust watching Miles O'Keefe movie.
Yeah.
Even if they drag a little bit. You know, we've seen our share, but we keep digging through his stuff. So
keeps getting the benefit of the doubt because the movies he's in aren't necessarily, you know, not as fun or poor, you know, because of him.
Right. Right.
You know, he's
the highlight.
He's just Smolder and Brood. He's the best of them.
Yeah. He's great
with his fucking cheekbones.
He's got a good look. Very angular look.
he's like the C movie Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
he never brings a feature down. Unless Miles O'Keefe has been in Dracula, but I don't know.
Didn't he play Dracula in Waxwork?
Oh, holy shit.
I think so.
Wow, dude. Weird.
What a weird
question. Was it good Dracula? I've never seen it.
I don't know. I fell asleep.
I've never seen it.
So again, his performance was
kind of had to do with him.
Right. I don't even know if I saw him in the movie. I fell asleep.
Yeah, it's kind of like see that, though.
Kind of like Chud. Every time I watch Chud, I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, so like, so dude,
Chud gets a little way too pumped up, dude.
Little insomnia. So and I just throw Chud on him. Fucking out. Also, Pumpkinhead.
Yeah,
Pumpkinhead.
I do disagree with
Pumpkinhead. Sleep.
I like Pumpkinhead.
I keep putting it.
I'm
on,
willing
though.
To give it another.
Yeah,
another
yeah.
Shot. Give another shot. I'm willing to give it like a 8th shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every other year I try. It, yeah, and I was like, for a toast.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting because that guy. Side note is going to the Mazda Expo.
Lance Henriksen.
Yeah.
Lance Henriksen. Yeah. He went out the same birthday.
Oh, wait, is it Terracon?
It is Terracon.
It is Terracon. What an idiot.
Dude. Yeah, I wasn't going to say it. I was going to let you sound like an idiot.
What an idiot, dude.
I was like, it was Terracon.
He's going to Terracon, so that's going to be the reason to watch.
I got to get my Alien Spaceship costume in order then, if that's the case.
That's right. Sick, dude. That's right.
Pretty sick.
I really liked this movie had, and I think this is kind of a thing with a lot of these movies because it's easy way to fill time, but I like it anyway, is like the music video style editing that they do.
Okay.
Especially when the music is so distinctive and you know, it's very much up our alley. It's kind of got like that.
Sort of, up our ass.
Yeah, it's definitely up our ass. It's kind of got that sound that like synthwave is paying homage to, where it's like the soundtrack to a shitty movie, but like it's actually kind of awesome. And there's just like these good 3-4 minute stretches where they're just walking through the jungle or they're, you know, they're on a boat or there's helicopters flying around and there's not really anything happening, but it's set to this cool music. And it just seems like they're sort of piggybacking off of the trend that was set by Miami Vice like 3 or 4 years earlier. And the formula kind of been perfected by that point.
Mm.
And it's just so much fun to watch. And I feel like a lot of movies like these that drag would be much better if they took advantage of that style of editing.
For more of it as opposed to just kind of flat
the last match
shot. Yeah,
the last match is the perfect example. If they just threw in fucking music behind all those boring goddamn scenes, I think it would actually be a much better movie.
If they just made a movie.
Yeah, if they made a movie.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine such a thing?
10 years later, we're still like, fuck this movie.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. How long has this movie haunted us?
Yeah.
We won't quit.
I had a favorite part in the finale at the end.
Are we already in favorite parts? I thought we were just in strength.
Any notable favorite parts?
Oh, I thought we're still in strengths?
Oh, that's what I thought, because we were being very specific.
Oh, okay. Well, I just said I had a lot of favorite parts, and I threw one out. But if we had, I mean...
No, we can keep going strength.
Oh, we can transition.
No, if you've got it, just say...
I mean, just good explosions.
Just good explosions.
For sure. The budget for explosions.
Because we had our three guys, and Bull, a.k.a. Miles O'Keefe, a.k.a. somebody Barrymore.
John Barrymore.
John Barrymore was like the weapons expert, even though he never did anything remarkable with anything.
He was the explosives guy, right?
No, the big the big lip guy was the explosives expert.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy had like a huge top lip. We're like, why doesn't he have a mustache?
He blew off his mustache in a tragic explosion accident.
Yeah.
And then Paolo, who I don't remember what his specialty was.
Being sick.
But they really backloaded this movie with explosions. Like there were a couple of small ones. And I was like, man, for having an explosives expert, where are the explosions? They really delivered at the end.
Definitely.
Yeah, he threw a couple grenades.
Yeah.
Quick, yeah.
That was about it.
A couple great grenades, dude.
That was my last general.
Under the Jeep.
Strength.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
So what were you going to say for one of your favorite parts?
Oh, favorite part?
Yeah.
Was the end, the finale there in the center of the town when O'Keefe shows up on the dirt bike and we were like,
whoa.
Oh my god, and he jumps it over a truck. We like cheered when he showed up on the dirt bike. And then he jumps it off of a truck and we get a second one. We're like, oh! And then it's revealed that he jumps off the truck through the front doors of a church. And we're like, oh! And this got better with it. And I immediately wrote that one down. I was like, dude, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, he does like a spin move into a rack of guns after that.
That's right,
Oh my God, this doesn't end.
Oh, so sick.
Yeah, that was spectacular.
Yeah. The end of this movie definitely didn't let us down.
Yeah, that was.
Well, maybe it did actually.
In some ways.
Oh, yeah.
I think the end was very weird.
Yeah, we could do the.
It was
the failures. Is there any other? Favorites, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. One of my favorite parts was when he shoots down the rope bridge.
Oh yeah!
Oh,
two perfectly placed shots, like ping.
So sick.
That was excellent. I like that a lot.
I really enjoyed the part where he was going to leave a trail of blood on the bridge in order to like draw the enemies over to where he was so he could ambush them. But instead of like just cutting like a little bit so he could drop some blood, he took out his giant Rambo combat knife and carved his arm up like a fucking Christmas ham. And it was so ridiculous looking. I had to like rub my eyes and say like, was that like more brutal than I thought it was? Because it looked ridiculous.
Yeah, that was intense.
It didn't really sink in until you had said it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I was actually a little excessive.
Because you realize halfway across, but it is like gushing blood.
Yeah. And he just does not react to this at all.
At all.
Not even like a little gruff guy wince.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's kind of aping Clint Eastwood the entire time. And even Clint would have been like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Also in their kind of like, you know, escape and everything like that. And I think it was with the helicopter that was chasing him across the open field there.
So sick. Yeah.
And it goes by him and it was, you know, he's running away from the copter. It's chasing him down. It was like a trap that he set.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was a helicopter trip line.
That's right.
Yeah. They set the trip line up for the helicopter that came through, which was awesome. I was like, dude, cool. They're going around, they're just bullying helicopters.
Yeah.
I was like, next they're gonna have a guy like get on his hands and knees behind one and just gonna push him. This is good, dude. This is brutal.
Yeah, that was really sick.
I like this.
Yeah, that was really inventive. And I'm surprised, and I think I say this about a lot of the action movies, like the cheap action movies that we watch. I'm surprised I haven't seen that in a better,
in a
like,
big budget,
a quote unquote better movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Trip line for an entire helicopter.
Yeah, that was sick.
That was really cool.
A lot of the gadgets they kind of created, they were sick. Like those spike tree things that came in. They probably, I don't know, they had made 50 of those in like, you know, maybe like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They had those ready to go.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
A bunch of them, yeah. To take out like 50 guys at a time.
Yeah, that was sick. I liked that a lot.
I liked there was a part there with a female prisoner that was getting like pushed around, and we were all like, oh dude, what the fuck? And like she did a rare thing where she picked up a log and like smashed the guy in the leg with it, took his gun, and then shot him like 3 times in the back. And I was like, you don't see that very often, dude.
Yeah, no. And then she sacrificed herself for
that's
miles
right that was bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah, they're in like a little hut that was getting shot up, and she just threw herself on top of him,
rolled over on him. That was really weird.
I was like, what was this? Like,
it's funny because I was gonna be like, oh dude, this is like Breaking Bad, and then do the same thing where he like jumps on top of him. And then I was like, oh wow, this really is like Breaking Bad.
Really though. Yeah, I feel like that was one of many strange decisions.
That was odd.
Yeah. It was just like, why did that happen? Why did the end happen the way it did?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did that happen? Let's just talk about that for a second.
Yeah, because I think all of us hated the ending.
Well,
yeah.
First of all, I have to talk about my last favorite part, which is when Henry Silva's character gets killed.
Oh, man.
Colonel Wesson?
Yeah, something like that.
Who is like the main goon number one for the head of the cartel. And he's like basically leading the charge against these three guys the entire time. And Miles O'Keefe kills him at the end by shooting him with a rocket launcher and just explodes his single body into like a bajillion pieces.
What a shot. That is.
Yeah, we had to rewind that. It was incredible.
And that character has a very memorable line of dialogue. Like that character, like what's his name? Captain Wesson, you said, or Colonel Wesson or something?
Captain or Colonel Wesson.
He's a Wesson.
Wesson canola oil.
And that character wasn't really like landing with me for a good chunk of the beginning of the movie. I was like, this guy doesn't really impress me as a villain.
Don't impress me.
And then he broke out.
Okay.
He broke out one of the most direct villainous lines of dialogue I've ever heard in a movie, and it just made me appreciate how one-dimensional this character was. Let me tell you something. I love killing people.
That's right.
And I just appreciate that this movie isn't going to waste any more time on this character's motivation. He just loves kills.
It gives him satisfaction.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are you going to get satisfied?
He was a pretty good bad guy.
Taking lives. He looks like he should have a residency in Vegas, though.
We're calling him Reverse Robert Zadar because his chin was like four sizes.
Bizarro Zadar, dude. I just want to say one more thing before we move on to other stuff. especially taking into account that guy getting hit with the grenade launcher, blowing up like that, and the people who can't hit anybody with their weapons.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time, I was getting like, if you've ever seen UHF when Weird Al parodies action movies, yeah, and the guy's like standing a foot in front of him with the guns, and he like can't hit him, and then he kills the guy, he shoots him with the arrow, and he blows up just like the villain did in this movie. And I was like, dude, I feel like Weird Al had to have seen this movie, but oh my god, dude, I've gotten that into my film, dude. Like, so many, I was just getting just reeked of UHF, and I was like, I like that a lot. But it was dead serious. But that was incredible.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually had the exact same thought when Wesson shoots Bull with a handgun.
Oh,
you know the scene in UHF where he catches the bullet in his teeth?
In his teeth,
because like Bull like turns around and like he turns his head around. I was like, he didn't catch that with his teeth, lady. Because like I would accept that from this movie, but I gotta know.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So funny. Reeked of UHF. I was laughed a couple times. Like, dude, Weird Al has seen this movie. I'm telling you, he's seen this movie.
Yeah,
and he's Canadian too, which would make sense. O'Keefe is a Canadian actor. That's all making sense now, dude.
Makes perfect sense, dude.
I bet you Weird Al knows Miles O'Keefe.
Canadians only watch other Canadians. So that's
well, no, but if you're Canadian, I'm sure you pay attention to the famous Canadians that come out of there. You know,
it's true. Canada's exporting famous people left and right, obviously.
Yeah. Weird Al knows Miles O'Keefe.
You think they're buddies?
I think they're pals.
They might be.
I think they're pals.
All right, let's go back to the ending then. Because I just want to, I mean, we can talk about whatever we want after this. I just want to talk about it now.
Well, this is good. Didn't get it off my chest.
Yeah, let's start this with the stuff we didn't dig.
Yeah, okay, all right. So it's like, all right. The end of the movie, everyone's trying to get on the helicopter to get the fuck out of there. And there's like one helicopter left, right? And who's the guy on the helicopter?
It's the cartel.
It's the cartel.
Yeah, that's the
guy. The wolf guy. Yeah, that they're trying to get. Okay, yeah. So he goes and the explosives guy makes it.
Yeah.
Guy shoots him.
Oh, that's right.
The cartel guy, he was working with the other guy, shoots him.
Yeah.
And just because he's expendable?
Pretty much.
Just because he's like, yeah, it'd be too dangerous if you came
in. He's like, I'm not going to trust anybody. I'm just going to kill everyone and fly out of here by myself.
Right. And so then Miles O'Keefe chases down the helicopter as it's taken off and, you know, attaches himself to it, works his way into the cockpit, holds a knife to the guy's throat and basically is like, all right, you taking this bird down or we riding it to the border? and then like it's a shot of the helicopter kind of going down, like he's going to take the bird down.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and that kind of evens out. And then it starts to just fly off into the sun.
Yep.
And then it fades out.
It ends.
And then it rolls credits.
Which, that's such a good line. And it's delivered really well.
It's a great line.
But there's no payoff off the back
These
of it.
Movies always have the most abrupt endings.
They do.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, we blew a bunch of shit up. Let's just walk out.
That guy's captured / dead. Okay, good.
Like, I would have, my jaw might have dropped if he took the bird down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. If they went and the last thing you saw was that, just going into the ocean or into a mountain or into wherever that was going to like.
I might have cheered.
Yeah. I might have been like, wow.
Yeah, I think that would have been an appropriate heroic end for that character.
That would have been wild, dude.
Everybody died.
Yeah.
But now we're left to think like there's like a situation still.
Yeah. Right.
Without like anything, and don't get me wrong, I don't need to see them get to where I'm going.
You don't want to see
to the hard. See him walk through the court system.
Yeah, that's the entirety of To the Hard Way. It's 2 hours of court scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have at least liked to like. I'm not gonna throw out what they could have done, should have done, or whatever. But it was a little weird.
Yeah, it was odd.
Just like a scene of him back in America at the bar saying, "Here's to you," like saluting his dead buddies.
The two, that would have done, I would have taken that, was it 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Because they were certainly way cooler than the guys from Phantom Raiders. They deserved a salute on the way out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Funny, we also didn't know all of their names.
That's right. That seems to be Miles O'Keefe just sucks the character out of everyone else. Chews on it and spits it out.
That's why his cheekbones are so big.
Yes.
Full of everyone's charisma.
Chill everyone up. Okay, so I mean, I have no idea. Okay, go.
Your turn.
I'm like, okay, go. The Foley work in this movie is absurd. I was about to say,
some of the sound effects were whack.
Them like tromping through the swamp. It just sounded like someone was like splashing around in their tub. It was so much louder than everything else. It was just this weird isolated splashing.
Yeah. And it was definitely like somebody's hand in a tub, like
splishing, splashing, taking a bath. Yeah.
It was very jarring and out of place and very strange.
Wait, and that was a bad thing?
Yes.
Okay, we didn't like that.
I mean,
it was kind of funny for us to laugh at.
Sure.
But, but like, as a,
it was like, stupid,
technically,
yeah,
it was dumb.
May I add on that?
No, you may not.
No, okay, all right, passing. No, it has nothing to do with the audio, but another thing that I was debating on where to put this, but the miniatures. Is this what you're about?
I'm right with you.
There were miniatures?
What?
There were miniatures?
Yeah, the helicopter was exploding.
There was a couple.
And, like, we're watching this on a YouTube channel called Guns and Drugs.
Guns and Drugs.
Yeah. Which,
shout out to Guns and Drugs.
Yeah, shout out, dude. Thanks for uploading this.
Truly.
Because we could find it nowhere.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's a VHS rip that was uploaded at, like, 240p.
Yeah.
So, like, everything is going in our favor to like not be able to notice bad special effects.
Oh yeah.
And the helicopter looked like a dollar store toy.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
god.
Yeah,
it when it was like blown, like, and there were like three helicopter explosions, and every single time it looked rough.
You didn't notice?
I didn't, but I think I was too captivated by how every time a helicopter would explode, there would be like a close-up of the pilot. And distressed face, and it would cut away really quick, and I was just really like amused by that.
Yeah, it would cut to the train set in Grandpa's garage.
Yeah,
with all the little miniature trees on it, and they threw a dollar store helicopter at it.
Definitely,
with like a firecracker.
Yeah, and then they would like cut in like a real explosion. They tried. I'll give credit.
Yeah,
and I would much rather see a silly miniature than a like a CG airplane.
Yeah, dude.
So, absolutely. I will say, like, these are the little details of trying to make, like, so going out of their way to make splishy splashy sounds and doing miniatures and all that type of stuff and trying to enhance
their
movie.
Effort, right?
Yes. Yeah. They try to enhance their movie, and I appreciate as a viewer that happened. Whether it was good or not. That's why it's like, you know, you always struggle with these negatives, right? It's like, well, yes, but those negatives net positives sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? So the miniature work, obviously, it ain't Star Wars, but
no,
it was certainly entertaining.
Definitely entertaining.
Can I add one more thing that I loved?
Yeah.
I know we're all over the fucking place
It doesn't.
This show has been organized chaos for like 7 years.
When they get dropped in the Amazon and they are parachuting out of the plane.
Oh my god.
Close-ups on each of our three guys, and they're just calmly like pretending to be parachuting. Just no wind, nothing.
Zero
they're
wind.
Just like all smiles. Yeah. Like, it's so fake.
Yeah, it looks like they were like Paris. Like, their faces are like they're parasailing. Like, oh, like super like, look at that. Like,
nothing like moving in the background. Just like harnesses attached to them.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was.
That was wild.
It was nice.
Yeah, that was. And that happened like right at the start of the movie. A lot of great stuff, you know.
Out the gate.
Definitely earned us a lot of attention from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I wouldn't say front loaded either, because the back was kind of nuts too.
Yeah.
And the middle didn't have that deep of a valley.
No.
It wasn't like white noise type of middle. It had its valley, but I feel like it survived it. Once again, high floor.
I feel like I looked at one point and we were already 45 minutes in and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we must just be the 50 rounds of guys we've already seen. Yeah, Swiss cheese.
Really though.
I feel like we've been having a lot of success lately with like the, oh wow, we're at 45 minutes already. Like,
yeah.
A lot of movies we've been watching over the last couple of months have really hit that mark.
Yeah. Anything else you have to say about a movie like that? At least you can say like, It's clipping along nicely.
As opposed to like, we're only 20 minutes in, which that's we invented the 20-minute rule for a reason.
Yeah, that's
why we shut it off and start something else.
Yeah, we may have brought the 20-minute rule down to 15. Depends. Yeah. Probably a good call.
Yeah. We're getting old. We don't have time to spare.
Yeah, it's going to be the 1-minute rule soon.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, quickly.
Your credits better be good, dude.
Anything else we want to touch on before we get to ratings? Any sort of outstanding questions anyone has?
No, I had no questions about this movie.
No, yeah. This movie doesn't really call for inquiry.
No.
This movie can be described in one sentence, so there's not really many questions to ask.
Yeah. They didn't present anything to think about.
Unlike Armstrong, where we really had no idea who was who and
what was where.
What was at stake.
All right, so let's rate it.
So let's rate it then.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
I'm gonna have to give it an unfortunate fuck off.
Oh my god, my fucking father.
Fuck you.
All right, guys, let's rate The Hard Way, Hard Bull, Colombian Connection, Je Sois
Dylan.
From 1989. Let's do it. Let's rate it. Britt, you start because it's your pick.
I'm gonna give it a fucking sure.
Fucking sure.
Yeah. It wasn't great. It was enjoyable. We got a few like laughs and cheers out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely not top tier, but certainly not bottom of the barrel.
No.
It's like a click or two above average.
Yeah.
I would recommend it to someone who likes this type of movie.
Def.
Which is like an Italian 80s war exploitation nonsense.
Yeah, I really wish movies like this kind of still existed.
Oh, imagine how cool they'd be now.
And it's, you know, in its simplicity.
It's for real.
But that being said, I was debating on like, I felt like I had a fucking fine in my head, but then I was like, it's better than a fucking fine. So fucking sure is like a really good extra.
I felt like it wasn't at fuck yes.
No, I agree.
It's like a click below that.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty fucking good. Pretty fucking good. Like I would recommend it. I would say that, like, you know, if someone's interested in Miles O'Keefe, like, this one is certainly worth watching because you definitely get him in a different way than you did in Phantom Raiders.
And Sword of the Valiant.
Yes.
Yeah. Which we watched but did not talk about on here.
We didn't talk about it. Let's not talk about it.
Well, we could talk about his hair. Google's hair in that movie because it's spectacular.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty fucking good. Pretty fucking good. And what do you got, Eric?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. It's not really a fuck yes. It has moments of fuck yes.
Mm.
So I'm going to say it's like fucking all right.
Fucking all right.
Like, You brought the effort. Definitely. You know, the movie gets very repetitive, very, very repetitive. And I mean, this kind of movie is up my alley already. So for me to say, like, you know, this is wearing a little thin for me is really a mark against it.
Mm.
But given that we haven't watched a Miles O'Keefe movie in quite some time, because when did we watch Phantom Raiders? That was like 4 or 5 years ago, right?
I think that was 6 years.
Six years ago.
So recorded that episode 6 years ago. I guess in 5 months.
And maybe we watched one other Miles O'Keefe movie midst of this hiatus.
Yeah. So like, I think if I had just watched Phantom Raiders and then I watched this, I would probably be less excited about this movie. Mm. But given that we haven't been sitting here churning through Miles O'Keefe movies, I feel pretty good about it. I give it a fucking all right.
Yeah, I think you that's know? A great, yeah, okay. That's a great perspective. Greg.
That's funny because I was feeling a fucking fine, but was going to come up with something else because it's better than fucking fine. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say fucking all right, but Eric took that. I was going to say pretty fucking good. And you took that.
Wow.
So wow. I'm going to say pretty fucking cool.
Well,
it was pretty fucking cool.
It was pretty cool.
It was just a cool movie, a fun movie to watch. There's explosions. There's guns. There's Miles O'Keefe being rad like he always is. And it was just a cool movie to watch with some bros, dude. Just a cool movie.
Yeah,
I mean, so
the movie doesn't really give us enough to rate it on any more complex of a scale.
Exactly,
so it's just, it's fucking cool. Cool. It's fucking all right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
it's like a face value movie. Yeah, like if you want to get, cool. If you want to see a bunch of people get shot and stuff get blown up, then this is your movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it all inspired us to go off of the traditional scale, which I do feel like I stick to a lot.
Definitely.
So, you know, and so their effort in all those little details, you know, it looks like it rubbed off on us. And we put a little extra effort into our ratings. And
right.
Yeah, How about that?
Huh? Wow. Made us a little out of sorts.
It did. Well, it's a couple other things made us a little out of sorts. That's why we sound like this now. Right. We didn't sound like this when we started, dude. Right? Wait, yeah, no, I guess that makes sense.
Difficulties.
So any final thoughts before we wrap up? Hold on. The hard way.
Yeah.
I kind of like three the hard way, but not.
Yeah.
Not Robinson. Anything, wait, Brown.
Robinson?
Robinson.
Robinson.
Oh yeah, who are the three guys? Williams.
Yeah, Williamson.
Williamson.
Brown.
Kelly.
And Kelly.
Kelly.
That's right.
Jim Kelly.
Brown.
Williamson.
Yes.
Brown.
I almost
the
had
best.
It. Williamson.
The best.
Robinson. Robinson.
Honestly, I kind of like Robinson.
Jones.
Yeah. When they do For the Hard Way, add Robinson right up to the top.
Yeah, really.
You know, I'm surprised they didn't add him in there from the jump, honestly.
Really.
All right, so I guess we're wrapping it up. Any final thoughts?
Got nothing.
Toasted?
Got nothing toasted.
Roasted? Burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. That's it. I don't want to say anything at the end of these anymore. I don't want to say look for us anywhere.
That's fine. Oh, yeah, you said that, though.
You don't need to look for us because you're already found us if you're listening.
You already found us.
Yeah.
And just, that's that.
Yeah.
And so how do we end these now? Like, what should we do?
Yeah.
I need something.
I mean, it's way too late for us to order pizza. Cinema. So we can't do the pizza song.
No, we not do the pizza song.
Nah. We're going to have to think about this.
You've been listening to Second Class Cinema.
Yeah.
Like, see you at the next one, or?
We'll see you at the next one.